Bavasra chapter 6, Mishnah 5, Mishesh Labor Lifnim Mibesa Shalchaver. If someone has a cistern inside his fellow's house, so he buys the cistern, but it's inside the person's house, he doesn't buy the house. And obviously, the question of here is going to be like access. You know, when is he allowed access? When is he not allowed access to his own cistern for which he's got to go through the seller's house? It says the Mishnah Nichnas b'shashidech ben Adam Nichnasin b'yotzei b'shashidech ben Adam yotzei. He's got to go in and out at times when it was customary for people to go in and out, and that means during the daytime. He can't trouble the other person to open up in the middle of the night because he wants some water, so he can only go in and out at the appropriate time. V'ainu machnis behemtoi u'mashke mibore. He can't also take his like kettle through the other person's house. He's got to draw the water and take the water out, and you know, water the animals outside. Elimal mashkim v'chutz. So he's got to fill up and take outside. V'zei oisela posachas, v'zei oisela posachas. And what they would do is they would actually lock the cistern, and they would each have a key, so that they could only open it when both of them were there, and in that way ensure that he had you know, proper and appropriate access to the. To the cistern. And then also brings up an interesting footnote of the Namuka Yosef, so that the owner of the cistern will only come into the house when the owner of the house is there, and that will prevent people from spreading any malicious gossip about the wife of the owner of the house if they're always both there.